Jason Chaffetz, Soros-linked group registered voters in hospital beds. By Breitbart News on July 1, 2025. Prior to the 2024 election, a nonprofit group called VotER got 50,000 medical professionals to target patients in hospitals to register to vote. That's among the bombshell findings in a new book by former House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative Jason Chaffetz. So, presumably a lot of them are under sedation or some sort of medication. Chaffetz told co-hosts Peter Schweitzer and Eric Eggers on the latest episode of the Drill Down podcast. And what we found is that the Tides Foundation, the Open Societies Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation saw this as a great opportunity. They ended up getting 50,000 physicians in 700 hospitals and, while they were in the bed, and some of them were psychiatric patients at psychiatric hospitals, they literally registered them to vote, Chaffetz added. That's one finding from Chaffetz's new book, They're Coming for You. How deep state spies, NGOs, and woke corporations plan to push you out of the economy, which debuts this week. VotER partners with hospitals and other healthcare providers to register voters right in the hospital. The group claims to be bipartisan, but an investigation by the Washington Examiner found the group was funded largely from dark money contributions from left-wing-oriented foundations such as the Tides Foundation, which gets a lot of its own funding from George Soros, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and others. Forget HIPAA laws. You might not even know this was happening to you in the hospital, Chaffetz tells the hosts. Chaffetz, now a Fox News commentator and head of the Heritage Foundation's Accountability Project, is also a distinguished fellow at the Government Accountability Institute. He joined Schweitzer and Eggers on the Drill Down to discuss the book's revelations on cyber threats to Americans' freedom and privacy. He tells Schweitzer that Americans were being steered in the direction of China's social credit system during the Obama and Biden years, but that's not even the worst part. The worst part is that the harvesting and reselling of Americans' personal information was done while they also paid for it. Private companies, social media platforms, hospitals, the local DMV, all are sellers in the market for your personal data. And the buyers are typically companies called data brokers that then sell it to others, including law enforcement, the Internal Revenue Service, banks, insurance companies, and more. Some Americans have been debanked because of the information found about them from data brokers, including people who legally sell guns. An early meeting during the Biden presidency resulted in an executive action ordering local offices of federal agencies to begin registering voters among the people who come to their offices, an effort that was tied to targeted areas likely to vote Democratic. Chaffetz tells Schweitzer and Eggers the story of a letter written by liberal Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, D-Ray, to the IRS suggesting they immediately conduct audits on anyone connected with a conservative group called Turning Point USA. He notes there is an insatiable appetite for Americans' personal data. Even in a red state such as Florida, the state DMV was selling the personal information on residents' driver's licenses, including such details as height and weight, to data brokers. Under Governor Ron DeSantis, they have ended that practice. The book also notes many other examples of private citizens and nonprofit groups that were dropped by their banks based on such information. The National Committee for Religious Freedom was debanked by J.P. Morgan Chase. PayPal froze the account of Moms for Liberty and canceled the accounts of right-leaning political figures such as COVID-19 policy critic Drive Joseph Mercola. There are really two connected problems here. First, government agencies using purchased user information to deny or target Americans. And second, is there a right to be forgotten that will allow Americans to request the deletion of information they provided to businesses for a particular, necessary purpose? Billions of dollars depend on the answer, particularly to companies such as Clearview AI, whose facial recognition software has been banned in the European Union and Australia, but which makes millions selling access to various U.S. law enforcement agencies. Schweitzer asks Chaffetz whether these practices can be stopped. The genie's already left the bottle, Chaffetz says. It will take legislation, he believes, to establish a consumer's right to be forgotten, something that is already law in the European Union. Chaffetz and the hosts agree that the internet's privacy concerns will only become larger as artificial intelligence gets better and even more invasive. The old saying, when the service is free, you are the product, takes on even more significance in the future unless this use of personal information by the government and corporate interests is reined in. As William F. Buckley once said, the government can't do anything for you, except in proportion as it can do something to you. For more from Peter Schweitzer, subscribe to the Drill Down Podcast.